Welcome to the Gigi and Saji podcast. Wisdom, world explorer, and shenanigans, we have it all. Gigi and Saji is a podcast where we talk with all kinds of people all around the world, expert or not so much expert, but we discuss anything that is life relevant to us, about books, TV shows, and anything creative that we want to talk about. I hope you enjoy this podcast and welcome to the show.
Hello, listeners, and welcome back to the Gigi and Saji show. Today, I'm in wonderful company once more, and I've got the wonderful Nika with me. And today, we're going to talk about gaming and streaming because Nika is an amazing gamer, and I'm super excited to have her here today. Hello, and welcome, Nika.
Hello, how's it going?
It's wonderful going because I have you here.
You are so sweet. Thanks for having me. I'm super fucking excited.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing. First of all, go ahead and introduce yourself, like what do you do, who you are, and then we're going to dive into some cool questions that I've prepared.
Alrighty then. So my name is Nika. I'm also known as Nikathi on the internet. I'm 28 years old. I live in the beautiful Tampa Bay area in Florida. And as of recently, I've been streaming on Twitch and it's been a blast to say. So yeah, I'm more than happy to be here and answer any questions you have for me.
Amazing, amazing. Yeah, on that note, Nika and I actually know each other for a long, 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 long time.
Super long, actually. I can't believe. How long has it been? Like,
I'm pretty sure it's
10
more
years?
Than... Yeah, I wanted to say it's most likely around about that, because back then we met on fanfiction,
right.
I believe.
And I was in London in 2011, and you told me about your friend who was also in England as an au pair. So,
yes.
And we know each other before 2011, I think. So yeah. It must have been like 2010 or something when we like started talking.
Yeah.
Like that.
Oh my God. That's 10 years. That's yeah. We're old folks. Wow. That's so cool. Yeah. So today, Nika and I are going to focus on all things around gaming, but it's definitely not the last time you're going to see Nika on here with me. My God, it's that moment when one of your team members is called Mika and then you have a friend who's also
okay.
called Nika.
Everybody
Amazing.
Gets it wrong all the time. I'm used to it. It's fine.
Thank you. Okay, we're going to start with some cool questions to dive into the world of gaming. Where did your journey into gaming start?
So that's actually crazy to me sometimes, because when I actually think about it, the first time I ever started playing video games was when I was like 4 years old. When my stepdad bought us a Super Nintendo back in the day. And, you know, I started playing games like Super Mario World and stuff like that. And that's pretty much the time when I started video games, when I was four. Just get that into your mind, like a four-year-old. Nowadays, you see parents with their four-year-old kids and, no, you can't play video games. I was just like, yeah, whatever. Give me my Nintendo. And that's when my journey with video games started. That's when I've been introduced, and ever since I've been playing on consoles. Like, I was always upgrading. Like, whenever something new came out, there we go, six-year-old me had a PlayStation I would be playing games on. So yeah, that's where my journey started, pretty young on.
Oh man, that's so cool and makes me so nostalgic, because yeah, we're the generation that grew up with all the like old console gaming options we had back then. Like, oh,
no.
Man, the
you know,
flashbacks.
I think the biggest regret I had was, like, I only had this a couple of years ago. Like, when I was four and I had my Super Nintendo, everything was fine. And my parents were like, oh, you want to get a PlayStation, but you have to trade in your Super Nintendo. Back in the day, I thought, like, okay, let's get something better. But now I'm like, I should have just kept it. I should be collecting those things. I should not be upgrade and give the other old one away. You know what I mean? So now I don't have a Super Nintendo anymore. And I'm just sitting here waiting to get my hands on one at some point, so I just have it and can play some old Super Mario games on it again.
Yeah, I absolutely understand that, because it's like, it makes me nostalgic when you go to these, like, you know, game stores where you can like purchase games that have been used before and stuff like that. And sometimes they have these old consoles and it's just like, man, I haven't like seen that in ages, because obviously nowadays it's all about like the newest Xbox, newest PlayStation, newest computers and stuff. Ah, man.
Yeah, I agree. I just like older games. I don't really run with the hype and wait for the newest games like other people do or the newest consoles. I'm still happy to sit down and play on my PlayStation 1, like, for example, Digimon World or something like that. That's where it all started, and I still go back to it because it's just so much fun and so many good memories.
Yeah, also for me, PlayStation 1 memories brings back Spyro, like back in the days when we didn't have a like remaster at all. Oh, that was such a good time. Ah, amazing.
I agree.
What's something you love about streaming?
So what I love the most about streaming is... So that's kind of weird because on one side, I don't like people. I like being for myself. I'm an introvert. I get tired by people. But Twitch and streaming make me love to connect with people. Because the thing is, I don't have a whole lot of friends here in the US, right? And because of COVID, I can't just go out and hang out with people anymore at all. Like, I can't be like, hey, let's go there and there. I mean, I live in Florida, so people still go outside, but I don't want to. So I prefer to social distance and stay at home instead. But because of COVID and not being able to go outside and meet with people, I felt so lonely. Like, I mean, I do have a husband, but we still like to do things separately. And with Twitch, I've been able to connect with people, meet many people that kind of think like me. And I was able to play with so many new people, games that I always wanted to play with other people. And that's the thing that I love about streaming. You just meet so many people that are like... kind of like you, and they think kind of the same, and you can keep conversations with them, and whenever you need somebody to play a game with, they'll always be there. You can just say, hey, you turn on the stream and somebody's already waiting for you, and be like, okay, let's go and play something together. I think that's like, I love that about Twitch. You can just meet people and they're all so cool and so friendly. Like, I was so scared all the time about streaming because back in the day, like 2014, I had a big bad experience with Twitch where I stopped streaming because I got bullied out of it. But now when I started, everybody is just so nice. I don't know what happened. I've just been super lucky. But like, my community is just bomb, I swear to God. Like, they're the best people out there. And honestly, some of them, I really do consider them my friends, not just people from Twitch, but like, they're my friends now. I play with them. I talk to them about God and the world. And that's just the most amazing part for it, like, for me.
Yeah, that sounds absolutely incredible. And I think, yeah, the community part is definitely something that is so... Like, sometimes people are like, oh, so what you do? You play games and stuff. But it's so much more than that. Like, what you just said, like, the connection to the people and, like, just... having that friend circle that goes beyond the gaming where you can start talking about everything and then also connect worldwide is just amazing.
Exactly. And the thing is also, like, we have a time difference. People in German, like, I stream in German most of the time, right? But like, there's still people awake in the middle of the night in Germany that want to play games. And I'm like, I don't feel so lonely anymore because my usual gaming friends that I used to play with when I still lived in Germany, they go to bed on a decent hour, so they don't play games anymore when it's nighttime for me and I want to play something in the evening. But there's so many more night owls out there that actually sit up until like 3 or 4 a.m. and when I'm like, hey, you want to play a game, they'll be like, yes, let's just hop on and play something together. And that's the thing that just really makes me happy, because I felt so lonely for the longest time that now I don't have that anymore, because I can just sit down and be like, who wants to play? And there's always at least one person who will be like, hey, I'll be here. Let's do something.
I absolutely love that. Love hearing that story. It's great. So you already told us a bit about your Twitch community and time, but how did it all start? And like, what's the current situation?
All right. So we can go way back if you want to. That was like 2014 in November. When I started with Twitch, that's when I had my account created and I started streaming League of Legends on a really crappy laptop. And honestly, I kind of regret that I never kept going, because by now I probably would have had a decent viewership or whatever. But like, back in the day, I think the issue was the League of Legends community, that it kind of got crap, like it was not great for me, because people in that community are super toxic. And whenever I would stream League of Legends, I mean, I had a lot of friendly people come in and I had like 300 followers or whatever in like 2 weeks, but they were so toxic, they bullied me out of it. I got raided by some nasty person and they would just insult me, and I was like, okay, that's it. Like, my depression was on high peak. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna stop and I'm never gonna touch Twitch ever again. So I didn't stream until last year. And last year, my husband built me my computer. He gave me his graphics card. He was like, you want to stream? Go ahead and stream. And I was working in the zoo and we got into a lockdown because of COVID. And I had nothing else to do. So I was bored. I'm like, you know what? If I can't do anything anyway, I may as well just start streaming. So I started streaming in April last year. It was going okay. You know, I had like 3 to 4 viewers. Sometimes I would get up to 10 or 11, which was really fun. I played like Planet Zoo, or I played like retro games like Digimon World on an emulator online and stuff like that. So I would always have people come in, and I was having like a steady growth, but it was still slow. And then I went back to work and I couldn't like stream so much anymore. So because, you know, not having the time for it and getting home late from work and then you're just tired. So I would like stream only once or twice a month, and it was just never really steady anymore. Some people would still show up because it would be like, oh, you're back, yay, and they would be so happy. But up until December, I just did not have a set schedule for streaming. And then in December, I picked it up again. And that's when it kind of boomed, because a friend of mine, she's streaming too, and she started streaming a ghost hunting game called Phasmophobia. And people who know me know I am a scaredy cat. Like, I get scared so easily. Like, oh my God, like anything that has ghosts, like I don't play zombie games or something, because I would be sitting here crying. I was crying playing Resident Evil. So like playing Phasmophobia, the first couple of streams were like awful for me, because I would get startled and I would scream and I would just cry, and people kind of, you know, people like when somebody's suffering. So my community kept growing because of that. And at some point I had the idea, maybe if I just quit my job and start streaming more than I am now, maybe I can get like a nice viewership. And a lot of people on Twitter were like, yeah, don't do that. Like, don't just quit your job and do streaming. Like, a shit ton of people said that. So I was like, wow, okay. Like, they were like, just keep working and just stream at night. And I'm like, well, if I stream at night in my time zone, nobody in Germany is going to watch me, because everybody's going to be asleep, right? And I'm still too scared to stream in English. So whatever, I was doing Phasmophobia. And because it's a scary ghost hunting kind of game, there's so many people online in the middle of the night. And my view, like, I got raided by a Twitch partner with like 50, 60 viewers at some point, and I just lost it. I never had such a big viewership ever before. And ever since, whenever I play that game, I have like 50, up to 50 people watch my streams, and I just get like so giddy and like, oh my God, I can't believe this is happening. It's just crazy. And I mean, I've quit my job in February and I've been streaming. And as I said earlier, as long as I'm kind of making the same amount on Twitch as I did in my previous job, I'm just going to keep doing this, because I have my own schedule. I'm happier doing this than being stressed out because of a mean manager or something, or because people don't listen to me at work or something like that. And as long as it's working, I'm having fun. My viewers are having fun. Like, everybody is having a good time. And I think that's the most important part about it. And I'm enjoying it. So like, I'm just going to keep doing it. Like, I had so many great people. I have a lot of followers and all of that, like a lot of viewers and a lot of people talking to me in chat. It never really gets boring while streaming, so I love it.
Thank you so much for sharing this. I think it's such a beautiful story what you just said, because like, it's, if it makes you happy and if it keeps you like, it makes you happy, it makes the community happy, and I think that's so great. It just shows you that once you have a drive and a passion for something, it can really flow and like make your life even better with like having it. I mean, obviously it's not like you don't really, do you see it as a like job in that sense? It's more like a natural thing, right?
Yes and no. I made myself like a streaming schedule where I would be like every day at 3 p.m. my time, I would start the stream. And that's when it started to feel like a job. And I didn't like it anymore. And I talked to my community about that. I was like, I was feeling drained out because I would start every day at the same time and I would be ready at that time. And I'd be like, Jesus, that's kind of like the usual drill with a 9-to-5 job. And I don't like that. I want to be able to decide what time I'm streaming, when I'm ready. And then it feels less of a job, but something then that I enjoy. So ever since, I'd be like, okay, I'm spontaneous, but usually I still stream every day because I will tell people, hey, I'm going to be online today. Or if not, then I won't. But if I don't have the set strict schedule, then it does not feel like a job for me.
Yeah, That's even more amazing because it really flows into the, like, you know, being a freelancer and stuff. And I think that's so great because, like, it's one of the best things when you're a freelancer and you can just decide what you want to do and how you're going to do it. Like, you're your own boss in that sense. And
exactly.
That's how you can still keep, like, the drive and the passion behind it.
Yeah. And I'm that kind of person. I put a lot of pressure on myself because I have expectations. Like, I have my own expectations, and if I can't reach my own expectations, I get so mad and frustrated with myself that I'm just, like, about to throw everything off. So if I stop having those with, you know, being there every day at the same time, but, like, deciding when I want to do it, when I'm mentally fit for it. Because imagine you're just not feeling well, and then you sit here with a bad mood in front of the camera talking to people. Like, nobody has fun doing that. So I just want to do it when I really feel like it.
Yeah, absolutely fair, absolutely fair. What's your favorite type of games you play?
Oh God, so I love anything open world-ish, like, you know, like games like GTA or Red Dead Redemption. That's kind of like this, like, story games like that I like a lot. I also like survival games like Ark, for example, or like simulating games, Sims, or city builder games like Cities Skylines, stuff like that. Like, I like games that revolve around the real world where you can just explore, build stuff, be creative, but also take care of things. Like, I like, yeah, like Stardew Valley, you have a farm you take care of, an Ark, you have your dinosaurs you take care of and you breed, and you could build a big creative base or whatever, or you follow stories like GTA, stuff like that is what I like a lot.
That sounds like a good choice.
Yeah.
Are there any games that you don't like or just don't like playing?
Shooters. Like, just plain shooters like Call of Duty, Counter-Strike, Valorant, just where you're on a map and you go and kill other people for sports. I don't like that. Games that have a story like Halo or GTA, where you still, like, shoot people, but it has a story and you walk around a map, like a world that tells you what's happening around it, like single player kind of, that's a lot nicer. But I don't like multiplayer shooter games. That's not my thing at all.
Yeah, that's a fair point. Is there any game that you look forward to play?
See, I'm not waiting for new stuff to currently come out, like other people were hyping up Cyberpunk or something, but there's two games I've been waiting that are still in development. They're still early access, kind of. It's The Isle and Path of Titans. They're both dinosaur games, or like kind of survival MMO, kind of. You are a dinosaur and you walk around and you try to survive in the wilderness, basically. And they're both not done, and I'm just waiting for them to finally be finished developing, where you can be any kind of dinosaur you want without any bugs, issues, or whatever. Like, I've been waiting for that so long, and it's still nowhere to be finished. Like, I just love dinosaurs, and they just can't get it right.
I mean, that's also, I think that's such a cool thing to hear. Like, you can be your own dinosaur. Like,
I just love dinosaurs, yes. And I want to play as a dinosaur so bad, but all the games with dinosaurs are just still in development. They're not done. Like, so frustrating.
Absolutely. What's the best thing about gaming and streaming for you? I mean, you kind of already mentioned it with, like, the community and stuff, but can still dive into it again.
Yeah, so the thing is, like, I love playing video games ever since I was small. It's a thing where I just can zone out from the real world and enjoy something else. Other people read a book. I do too. I do love a good book. But being able to see that book being visualized on a screen and play that in a, like, fictional world and all that kind of stuff, or play your own story, basically, like, I love that. And thinking about it, like, I always play single player games, kind of, because that's what I used to do on console all the time. But then I feel lonely and I don't play a whole lot of multiplayer games. So the best way to do it is kind of also to stream it. So you talk to people at the same time who enjoy that game as well, but you also play it. So that's kind of like the nice thing about it. That's why I like the combo of playing a game but not having to really play it alone, because there's other people commenting on the game. They can help you out if you don't know further, or like you can just talk about different characters in the game or whatever is happening, all around it. And as I mentioned before, it's, I mean, I do have a husband and we play games too sometimes, but it's just nice. Like, we live together, we see each other every day. If we would be playing games all day together, there wouldn't be nothing else to do. So it's nice to just have other people to join me on my adventures in the game and talk through the games and not, like, you know, having my own me time with other people. Like, that's what I like a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think I think especially with this whole pandemic that has been going on and stuff, it's just so nice to know that, you know, people still connect all around the world. It's, I think it's incredible and amazing. And I'm so happy for you that you have that community. And
thanks.
Listeners, if you're here for listening to Nika's story and stuff, if you're part of her community, I think you're wonderful. And yeah, thanks for making her so happy.
Aw. Yeah, they're the best. I really love, like, each and every single one of them. They're just such amazing people. Like, I can't say it enough. They make me so happy. Every time, like, I have an anxiety attack, like, before I start my streams, not gonna lie, I do have anxiety attacks because I'm like, oh my God, I have to go and talk to people again. But once I start the stream and I overcome it, and as soon as I see those names that I see all the time, like, as soon as some familiar name pops up, I just feel so much comfort suddenly. I just feel so much better seeing this person, because my fear comes from the strangers that come in that I don't know that what I had happened to me back in 2014. Mm-hmm. That's my biggest fear, that it'll happen again.
Yeah.
But as soon as I see those people come in that are there every day, that fear just goes away, because I'm like, okay, this person's going to be nice to me. I don't need to worry that they'll say anything mean. You know what I mean? So, like, that's just the best part about it, because as soon as I start the stream and I see those people, I'm like, okay, I'm home, everything's okay, nothing's bad, nothing bad's gonna happen, because I have these people that are here with me, and then I feel just so much better.
Yes, that's amazing, and you deserve it, honestly. Like, you're such a cool person, and I'm so glad, like, you're literally one of these people that we met and we just never stopped being in contact.
I know, right? It is just like, you know, you don't have to talk every day. You can just talk every other month, and you can just still, you can still pick up at the last topic you were at, and it's everything is still the same. I like that the most. Like, there's a bunch of people where I'm just like, okay, we haven't talked in 3 months. 3 months doesn't matter. We can still talk as we like, because we've known each other for so long. We know what to expect from each other, and it's nothing like weird or anything. I love that. Like,
exactly.
So nice.
I also love the fact that, like, we met online, but I think did we meet the first time in Germany or in London? Because I think it was London.
I think it was London. Yeah.
Yeah. And then somewhere at some point, possibly somewhere in Germany, and then now you're in America. And honestly, once this whole thing is over, I'm moving there. Like, not moving as in, like, but I'm gonna move over in the sense of, like, I'm gonna pay your visit and stuff. Because it's, yeah, one of the coolest things for me is also when my friends just go abroad and do their own thing, like, similar to me when I left Germany and stuff. And it's just like, yes, people on the outside world somewhere else. I love it. Also, I'm a Super Bowl fan, so when I saw that Tampa was in the Super Bowl this year, I was like, oh my God, Nika, I need to message you. Because it's just cool to know that you have someone there. And
I know that feeling.
Incredible that, like, how you moved, like, into different countries and all that kind
of
stuff.
It's just so weird sometimes to me. Like, I had this conversation with a friend the other day when I was like 16 or something like that. To my friend, I was like, ugh, I'm never gonna find a German boyfriend. Like, my Prince Charming probably lives on a different continent. Look at me going as a McNair to a different continent and being married now, because I found my Prince Charming here.
I knew it.
Yes, I knew this was gonna happen, and it happened. Actually, it's bizarre.
It's so beautiful. I love it. Okay,
so bizarre.
We're coming to the last question from the bigger questions. If you had to choose one game where you would live and be part of, which game would it be, and which part would you play?
Y'all, we know where this is going. Of course, I'd be living in Ark. Get me all those dinosaurs. Let me take care of my babies, okay? Like having all those massive lizards walk around, me taking care of them, taming them, breeding them. Give me all my lizard puppies. Like, I love them. That would be my thing. I would be just living an ark, taking care of my dinosaurs. That's just my main thing. That's one of the games I always go back to if I feel bad, and I just love them puppies.
Oh man, amazing. Yeah, I think that's a wonderful and great choice, because who doesn't love dinosaurs? If you don't love dinosaurs, please don't continue listening to this podcast, because you need to listen to this podcast if you like dinosaurs.
And also, I mean, I may also get my ass eaten alive, but that's a risk I would totally take, so that's fine too.
Yeah, it's this whole thing of oh man, I would love to be like with raptors. And so that's also a thing where we connect the through, right? Because primeval. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Yes. Primeval. Oh my god. I need to rewatch that show. So.
Oh man, it's such a people who if you look this show up and you hear us gushing about it, you will probably think it's actually not that good. But you don't understand. We watched that back when it was just on TV. When you couldn't stream stuff like that. It was amazing.
I mean, the CGI. Whenever I saw a trailer recently, I'd be like, Jesus, they looked so bad. Like the dinosaurs, they really don't look so good. But I don't care. It's dinosaurs. Who cares?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for answering all these questions.
Yes, of course.
We're moving on to a new section called The Total Truth. It's a section where my guest has the chance to say up to three truths that are totally true to them, and I can't comment on it. So there you go, Nika. The stage is yours.
All right. Hear me out. First of all, Trump is a moldy orange. Don't at me. It's a fact. Second of all, 2D anime men are better boyfriends. Okay. And tea tastes better without milk. I said it.
I love the sass. You literally prepared these right away. Well, I did
because I was like, I need to find something. And whenever I see people drink tea with milk, I just get no, please. Why would you ruin that great to drink with milk? No. Please.
Oh my god, genius. Thank you. So
you're welcome.
We're coming to another couple of questions. They are a bit shorter ones, even though for the last two ones you might consider a moment of time to answer these. Okay, day or night?
Night.
Coffee or tea?
Tea.
Peanut butter or chocolate?
Chocolate.
Top three games?
Oof, top three games? Video games or board games? Or
I mean, it's totally up to you if you want to throw board games in there too. Go ahead.
I don't know. Video games, I would go with Ark, obviously, number one. Oh god. There's so many. Let me see in my list real quick what I enjoy.
That's okay.
I'm going to go with Red Dead Redemption at number two, the newer one, and Stardew Valley as third.
Nice. I've heard a lot about Stardew Valley because my flatmate, she also plays it a lot.
I love it. I spend so many hours in it that I couldn't just go away from the computer. It's ridiculous.
That's fair. I've got one last question. Top three places in America.
Ooh. Top three of my favorite, I guess, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. I thought this would be easy. I would say, because Tampa is my home, ever since I moved here the first time, Tampa is my number one. Then I would say New Orleans is number two, because I just love the French quarters and it's just a beautiful city. And number three, I can hear people yell at me, but it's going to be LA just because. when I grew up, LA was always the thing I wanted to go to. I mean, I know LA is not as pretty as everybody expects it to be. Everybody's kind of always like disappointed when they go there, but just because it was always my dream to go there, and it is not a nice city, but it's going to be LA is going to be number three still for me, just because it has the emotional value.
Absolute valid choice. I also love that you said New Orleans, because magic.
New Orleans is just like, it's so nice. I would love to live there, actually, but my husband is all the time like, nah, it's not a good place to live in, apparently. So also, I met Jack Loden there, so it's kind of always have a special place in my heart.
Oh my god, yes, I remember that.
That one time, yeah.
That one time.
A bizarre thing that happened. I can't even get over it today.
Amazing. Right. We're moving on to the last section, which is kind of like another banter part on this podcast. What's your opinion on the best and worst zodiac sign?
The worst?
Worst and best.
Okay. But the worst for me is going to be Leo's. Like, get them out of here. The best, you know, I kind of want to say Scorpios because I'm one and we don't really deal with shit, but I'm gonna say Pisces because they're just, I see my husband and they're just beautiful creatures, and I think they get along with Scorpios really well. So
they do, both water signs. I can confirm that from an astrology part.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for being here today. It's been absolutely fun. Nika will be definitely back because we've got some wicked stories to tell you, and it's going to be a special German episode when we come back together, where we talk about all things of how did we actually leave our country? Or like, how did we end up where we are right now?
All the scary, crazy au pair stories. I'm ready.
Oh my goodness. Yes, it's going to be wicked.
Spill the tea.
Absolutely. You're going to hear a lot of au pair stories. Thank you so much for being here today with me. It's been absolute fun. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. And I hope you guys going to check out Nika, because wherever you are in the world, you heard it. There's a possibility you can join the stream on Twitch and check it out. It's Nick Cathy, right? On Nick Cathy?
Yes, Nick Cathy. Yeah. NIKATHY. That's where you can find me everywhere. So
yes, I will also drop the social links, of course, in the description, so you have no excuse to not tune in and check that out. And yeah, if anyone else wants to connect about gaming or also all things Nika, feel free to message us and raise any questions. Also, by the time you're going to hear this episode, my book is out called Melancholy Vision. So go on Amazon and order it, because you're not going to, you're going to miss out if you don't. It's an urban fantasy LGBTQ ride. And definitely need it on your bookshelf. My goodness, I can't talk. In my defense, it's late here, so.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyways,
yeah, I'm ready for that book, so whenever it drops. Do they ship to the States?
It's actually from a States publisher, so we can talk about that once.
Hell yeah.
In a moment, actually, when we wrap this up. Right,
that
listeners.
That sounds good.
Wherever you are in the world right now, I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I'll see you next time on Gigi and Saji. Bye-bye!
Bye-bye.
If you can't get enough of us, don't you worry, we got social media for you to contact us, to talk with us, to have questions, to raise questions, and to raise your voice towards us. Gigi, which is me, you can find as Elsie Hamilton Arts on Instagram, as well as literally Elsie Hamilton all around the internet. Go to our site, revolutionseries.com, and you can also find extended social media contacts when it comes to Ref Series. Saji, which is known as Abel, you can find on social media on Instagram under a certain name. We also drop the links in the description. Have fun, contact us, and have a good day.